Our scriptures found this morning in Acts 16, verse 31. Acts 16, verse 31. The title of this message, Closing with Christ. Acts 16, 31. And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And I want to focus just on that B portion of this verse. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Through the years, I have read Baptist and Puritan writers of years gone by, such as John Bunyan, Jonathan Edwards, John Flavel, John Owen, George Whitfield, and I have come across many times a phrase that they used, closing with Christ. In seeing this phrase from time to time, I began to look into what these men meant by it. The phrase, closing with Christ, does not occur in the Word of God, but the concept involved certainly is a biblical one. The concept that this phrase represents is of the very gravest importance to every man, woman, and child here today. For this reason, I've decided to preach on this subject, and it is my prayer that this message will provoke my hearers to be very serious in considering this great matter. In thinking about this matter of closing with Christ, I shall ask and try to answer from God's Word four basic questions. First, what does it mean to close with Christ? And let's look, first of all, at what closing with Christ is not, what it does not mean. Closing with Christ is not a physical act. We cannot come to Christ physically. Now, you know, you're invited to do that every other church you ever go to. Come down here to the front and trust in Christ. Closing with Christ is not a physical act. We cannot come to Christ physically because Christ is not physically present in our midst. No, he's not. He's present, but he's not physically present. Jesus Christ never calls on sinners to walk an aisle. He never calls on sinners to pray the sinner's prayer. He never calls on them to follow some simple plan of salvation and be saved. Someone else has said that closing with Christ is not occupying a certain piece of geography at the front of the church auditorium. Closing with Christ is not inviting Christ into the life. Such a thing is never required or even mentioned in the scriptures. Well, what is closing with Christ? Closing with Christ is a specific act by a sinner in which that sinner looks to Christ, comes to Christ, trusts in Christ, being fully persuaded of Christ's truth and faithfulness. Jonathan Edwards in volume 8 of his works says, quote, closing with Christ is the whole act of acceptance of Christ, unquote. Closing with Christ is an immediate saving response to Jesus Christ that leads to lifelong discipleship. Closing with Christ calls for action. In his holy word, God calls on sinners again and again to act, to do something. The gospel demands a response. Jesus Christ demands a response. Sinners are not called upon to take salvation under advisement. We are called upon to respond. It's important to remember that closing with Christ is not an act performed by a totally depraved, spiritually dead sinner who has no ability to even understand the gospel. Closing with Christ is a spiritual act that occurs as we are regenerated by the Holy Spirit. This act of closing with Christ is a secret thing. It's a hidden thing. It is a personal and private transaction between a believing sinner and Christ. It's doing business with Christ on a personal level. Closing with Christ may be compared with closing on a house. Have you ever had that experience? It's exasperating many times, isn't it? Closing on a house. Closing is, what does that mean? That means doing business. It's consummating a transaction. Closing on a house is a definite turning point in the transaction of buying a house. I mean, that's when it's done. Closing makes the sale of the house official and final. I'll never forget a house we closed on one time. I just thought they would never come to closing. You know, like 30 days had to wait. And then there was a delay by the seller and so forth. But closing makes the sale of the house official and final. It is finalizing the transaction. After closing, the house belongs to the buyer. Closing with Christ is a definite turning point in a person's life. After closing with Christ, salvation belongs to the believer. Here's a second question. What does a person do when he closes with Christ? What action does he take? What response does he make? Well, at Pentecost, when the gospel was preached in the power of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:37 says that those who heard Peter preach asked this same question, as in our text, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Acts 16:30 says the Philippian jailer asked this question, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" A person who closes with Christ comes to Christ, to use a biblical phrase. Turn to Matthew 11:28. We looked at this in an earlier message. Matthew 11 and verse 28. The Lord Jesus is speaking here. One of the great verses in God's Word. Great good news to every sinner. The Lord Jesus says here, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Come unto me, the Lord says. Not come to the altar. Not come to the mass. Not come to the priest or the pastor. Not come to the baptistry. Not come to the front of some stadium or arena. Not come to the church. But come to Christ Himself and no other. A person who closes with Christ believes in Christ. The biblical terms "come to Christ" and "believe in Christ" are virtually synonymous in their meaning. Men by their sin have lost the favor of God and are totally unable of themselves to regain this favor. God has acted. God has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, in the flesh to satisfy His justice for the sins of His elect and thus restore them to His favor and take them to heaven at last. God has acted. The believer, to believe in Christ in the biblical sense, is to renounce all thoughts of help or salvation by our own righteousness. It is to agree instead with God's way of gaining this perfect righteousness that He demands. To believe in Christ is to look to Christ as the only righteousness God will accept in behalf of a sinner. One must trust in Christ's righteousness as that because of which God will accept him back into his favor. Look at Romans 10, 9 and 10 here. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So one who truly believes in Christ abandons and renounces all other hopes and trusts for righteousness and relies on Christ and his righteousness alone. And sinner friend here today, believe on Christ in order that he may become your righteousness before God. Nothing but Christ's righteousness can save you. The only righteousness in which you may appear before God is the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. This belief, this faith involved in closing with Christ is faith in Jesus Christ alone, not in the church, not in Mary, not in your trying to do good, but in Christ alone. Our text says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believing in Christ is exercising the kind of faith that's described in John 3, 14 and 15 as looking to the brazen serpent that had been lifted up. It is looking to Christ for all that's needed for salvation. Let's turn to that, John 3, 14 and 15. Looking to Christ for all that's needed for salvation. John 3, 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Believing in Jesus Christ is exercising faith in him. And it's absolutely necessary that one exercise faith in Christ if he would be saved. Hebrews 11, 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Sinners are commanded to believe in Christ. You know, Christ commands you, if you're lost today, commands you. You have a duty, you have an obligation to believe in Christ because he commands you to do so. 1 John 3:23 says, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. So closing with Christ is exercising faith in Christ. Those who don't believe in Christ like this cannot go to heaven. And the wrath of God is hanging over their heads at this very moment. This faith, this belief by which one closes with Christ involves several very important aspects. First of all, it involves belief with the head or with the mind. This faith must be a rational thing, not primarily an emotional thing. You know, I would say 80% of modern day religion is emotion, almost pure emotion. This is not primarily an emotional thing, this belief with the head. To believe like this involves an intelligent knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. You have to know who you're believing. You have to know what his righteousness is. You have to know that his righteousness must be clothed upon you if God is to accept your person. To have this faith is to approve God's plan and to acquiesce in it as the only way of salvation. Second, this faith involves belief with the heart as well as with the head. Closing with Christ is a heart business. To close with Christ is to believe with the heart in Jesus Christ, His death for sinners and His resurrection from the dead. Again, Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." What the writer of Proverbs 23:26 says to young men certainly applies to the heart faith involved in closing with Christ. "My son, give me thy heart." This belief involves love from one's heart. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13:2, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity or love, I am nothing." All of this other is nothing without faith, without love. This faith also involves belief with resolve. Closing with Christ must be done with real resolve. What does that mean? Resolve to follow Christ whatever difficulties may get in the way. You know, I've known many people that profess Christ, and the first time they started picking on Him at work and persecuting Him at work or school, He was out of there. I've known a lot of people like that. Can't take it. Belief with resolve is this kind of faith. I'm going to go with Christ. I'm going to follow Christ no matter what. When Zacchaeus came to Christ, there was a huge crowd, and he was a little runt of a man, a little short guy, and he didn't let that get in the way of his coming. You know what he did? He climbed up in a tree to see the Lord, as we read in Luke 19:3-4. One who would close with Christ must resolve to come to Christ like Esther resolved to go to the king for help. In Esther 4:16, Esther said, "So will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." That was real resolve. One who closes with Christ must say, "To Christ will I go, and if I perish, I perish." This resolve comes from God, who secretly and powerfully draws the sinner to Christ. Look at John 6:44. John chapter 6 and verse 44. The Lord Jesus is speaking here. John 6:44. And He says, "No man can come to Me except the Father which has sent Me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Fourthly, closing with Christ involves a faith that is personal. In closing with Christ, saving faith is a personal faith, a personal belief in Christ as the Savior. The fact that one was born in a church or that his parents were church members, that's not good enough. You know, a lot of denominations believe that. If you're the child of a saved person, then you're safe till a certain point. That's not closing with Christ. The fact that he was baptized as a child is not good enough. The fact that so-called godparents stood up for him as a child, that's not enough. Unless one has a personal faith in Jesus Christ, he's lost. It is true that God must give a sinner faith. Nevertheless, that faith must be a personal faith. The sinner must appropriate Christ to himself. He must say to Christ with Thomas in John 20:28, "My Lord and my God." Closing with Christ also involves repentance from sin. That's the missing note in today's preaching, isn't it? Repentance from sin. Closing with Christ is repenting. That means inwardly turning to God from sin and from self and from self-righteousness, and believing, that is inwardly relying upon or trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone to save him from his sins. Whatever known sin is in his life, he must repent of it. That is, he must resolve to turn, and he must turn from that sin. In Mark 1:15, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." And this is a call to do something. When one closes with Christ, he turns. He repents of all that is opposed to God and opposed to Christ in his life. One who closes with Christ repents and believes. He takes action. He does these things. My friend, do not look within yourself for faith. God is the source of faith. Ephesians 2:8 says that faith is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. You say, well, if God has to give it, how do I get it? Simply ask God for the ability to come to Christ in this supernatural and difficult work of faith. Pray earnestly for God to give you faith to believe. You should not hesitate to ask God for what he's commanded you to have. We've seen in 1 John 3:23 that the scriptures command sinners to believe in Christ. So if God's commanded me to believe, I must ask him to give me the faith to believe. Many today present believing in Christ as being simple and easy, and almost every wicked person says that he believes in Christ. You know that? You look around in your community, virtually everybody in will say, oh yeah, I believe. I believe in Christ. And they live like the devil. But such people deceive themselves because they are not personally, lovingly, rationally, and with resolve believing in Christ. They have not closed with him. And this brings up another question in relation to closing with Christ. And that is, what are the necessary prerequisites to closing with Christ? There are some things that one must have before closing with Christ. First of all, as I said earlier, he must have certain knowledge. He must know that he was born a sinner, a rebel against God's law. And he must be aware of particular instances of his own sin and rebellion. He must know that he is a liar, a Sabbath breaker, a blasphemer, a profane person. Paul says in 1 Timothy 1:13 that he knew these things about himself, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy. Paul says. He must also know that God's wrath is against him for the sins of which he's guilty. He must know, for example, that God's law says in Exodus 20 and verse 7 that the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. He must also know that all such sinners as himself shall have their place in the fires of eternal hell. Turn to Revelation 21:8. This is a very searching matter here. This is a list of people that are going to be in hell. And every one of us can find himself in this list. Revelation 21:8 says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." A person who has this faith must know that all of his own righteousness is as filthy rags in God's sight, as Isaiah 64:6 says. He must know that his worship, his prayers, his giving, his service mean nothing to God as far as salvation is concerned. Proverbs 21:27 says, "The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination to God." A second prerequisite for closing with Christ is that a person must sit down and count the cost of doing so. The Lord Jesus himself says in Luke 14:28, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it?" Counting the cost involves looking at the worst about being a Christian as well as the best. It means realizing and expecting trials and hardships and difficulties along the way. You're going to have them. If you sign up with Christ, you're going to have them. One who is contemplating becoming a Christian must come to grips with the fact that he must forsake all, and he may lose all that is dear to him if he follows Christ. Family, friends, job, reputation, position. He might lose any or all of those if he closes with Christ. The sinner needs to count the cost before he closes. But one final question. Why should you close with Christ? Here are six reasons why you should close with Christ. First of all, you should close with Christ because God commands you to do so. We saw in 1 John 3:23, "And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ." Closing with Christ is the duty of all who would be saved, who would be in favor with God. It is the duty of all convinced sinners to close with Christ. Sinners who have seen their sin and their desperate condition before God, and that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, must immediately, with all diligence, personally and heartily, close with Christ. When Jesus Christ says, "Believe in me," then not to believe is disobedience. When Jesus Christ says, "Come unto me," then not to come is disobedience. And it's the same with all of His commands, to believe and trust and obey and flee and so forth. Second, you should close with Christ because Jesus Christ the Savior invites you to close with Him. He's so gracious. Not only does He command, He invites. In Matthew 11:28, that we've looked at twice already, "Come unto me." What a precious invitation. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." How can you ignore or reject the gracious invitation of the blessed Savior of sinners? Thirdly, you should close with Christ because Jesus Christ promises to receive you when you come. You can be sure He'll accept you if you close with Him. He says in John 6:37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." You can't lose if you come to Christ. He's not going to cast you out. One who does not believe Christ's promise to save him makes God a liar. 1 John 5:10 says, "He that believeth not God hath made him a liar." Fourthly, you should come and close with Christ because of the great danger that you are in at this very moment. God's wrath is abiding on you. It's hanging over your head right now. According to John 3:36, listen to what the Lord Jesus says. "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth." That is, right now it's on him. Abideth on him. Those who have not closed with Christ are, according to John 3:18, condemned already because they haven't believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Without closing with Christ, there's no escape from hell. You know, there's real danger right now if you've not closed with Christ. We've seen just in the prayer list a while ago, you don't know what's going to happen in the morning when you get up. You don't know what's going to happen that day. You know, we were headed for breakfast in Oxford, Mississippi about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and all of a sudden my wife had a stroke. I mean, we had no idea she was in good health. We had no idea. You're in danger if you haven't closed with Christ. Death might come today before you get back to your house. Fifth, you should close with Christ because this is the only way to be saved. I love Acts 4:12 that says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Finally, you should close with Christ because once you genuinely close with Christ, you can never lose your salvation. The Lord Jesus says in John 10:28, concerning those who come to Him for salvation, "I give unto them eternal life." How long is eternal? "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." In conclusion, all those who hope to be in favor with God and to receive salvation must close with Christ. Have you ever closed with Christ? There may be people here today who desperately need to close with Christ. Fathers, sons, daughters, husbands, wives, sisters. Beware of delaying to close with Christ. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Oh, my friend, don't just wait for Christ to call you. Get going. Do something. Come to closing today. Take to heart your lost and undone condition and God's gracious offer of salvation through Jesus Christ. And make haste to flee the wrath to come by closing with Christ. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank You for the gracious invitations and commands of the Scriptures to close with Christ, to come to Him for salvation, to look to Him for forgiveness of sin. We pray today that each unsaved sinner here would look to Christ today, close with Him, believe in Him, repent of sin, trust in Christ. On this very day, we pray in Jesus Christ's holy name and for His sake. Amen.